children in a world of pure imagination.
Squirty up! Oh, yes! Oh, squirt! Oh, yes! Oh, wait a minute! Squirt!
Oh, my God!
What's on your face?
Vaginal secretions, vaginal blood, endometriosis, fibroid juice.
Squidge on face. Did you feel it really shoot up and come down? That's really crucial at this point.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lulls.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing it right here. We're
going to take
care of
it.
Oh,
God.
Yes, it breaks. Tim Manson with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new to the program, welcome. If you managed to make it through an entire week of shows without getting sick or offended, you will earn your freak badge. Yeah, basically on the show here, I scour the internet for just weird stuff. I'm going to be honest with you right now. A lot of it is porn. If you can handle the sounds of elderly people enjoying scat, well, you'll fit in just fine here. All right, listen, I've got a great show for you today. It's a very busy day. 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we've got something called DVDA, which is a live after show. It's in video form. I have a real love-hate relationship with DVDA. One, I kind of have to start on time. With the podcast, you know, if I'm running late, I just post the show fucking late. But I have to be on time with the live video show. And I don't really like you guys looking at me. You know, sometimes I have zits. Sometimes I don't shave. Or sometimes I shave. Yeah, a lot of people did not care for my clean, shaven look. Lot of double chin comment. I just hate the chat room. That's the real problem with DVDA. Regardless of how I look, what I love about DVDA is, you know, when I'm doing prep for the show, and yes, I do show prep, I run across a lot of stuff that I can't play on the podcast just because it's more visual in nature. This gives me a chance to dump all of that material, and we get to talk about, some of the things that I didn't get around to on the show. So if you are around at 3 p.m., Eastern Time, check out DVDA. It's on Ustream, and they've got an app. So once the show goes live, you can use the app if you're on an iPhone or Android or whatever. So all the information is up at distortedview.com. The other thing I wanted to mention about distortedview.com, and this ties in nicely to DVDA, I mentioned this on the extended portion because I forgot to talk about it on the free side. But real quick, if you go to distortedview.com right now, there is a couple new sections. One, if you're new to the program, there's like four or five shows for you to listen to get you up to speed. One is a Distorted View primer that I recorded a couple years ago. And a couple other ones are just like an interview special and a music special. And then I think there's a video compilation as well. So if you go to distortedview.com, you can check that out. The other thing to mention is that there's a page full of animated GIFs or GIFs from DVDA. I'm pretty sure Critical Sadness created all of them. But they're little snippets from the show in animated GIF form where I'm just acting spastic or retarded or something. Check it out. They're a lot of fun at distortedview.com. All right. Couple clips to share with you now, then we'll get into the news. First up, National Geographic is a cable network that I feel like they haven't found their niche, and they just sort of copy off of everyone. You know, TLC has that great show, My Strange Addiction. So now National Geographic TV is featuring people that are infatuated with weird things. Here's a guy who loves his balloons.
In suburban Little Rock, 27-year-old Dave is infatuated with balloons.
And you can tell. National Geographic did not produce the show. This is some fucking BBC thing, you know, with the British people. They have tons of these documentaries. You know, I remember, like, you know, a woman who's in love with the Statue of Liberty. I remember that documentary. I remember they did a documentary on, like, a whole town that's, you know, is comprised of retards. Like, can a town full of the mentally disabled function? Their official currency over there is hugs. I wanted to have a car. How much for this Hyundai? That'll be four hugs, please. Oh, it would be so great if they had their own country. I think I have their national anthem here.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. See through open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
Yeah! Woo! Play ball! Yeah, their national pastime. It's a tie. They've got two national pastimes. One is roll ball. That's where you sit with your legs open, and then another person sits about 6 feet away with their legs open, and you roll the ball and you try to get it in between their legs. Goal! The other pastime, of course, is kitten petting. Anything soft. Petting soft things. All right, very good. Visit beautiful Slowtopia. I was going to call it Slovakia, but there's already one of those. And there's also Mongolia. All the good names are taken. Slowlandia? Retardia? I don't know. Like Narnia. All right. So here we go. This is a guy who likes balloons.
In suburban Little Rock, 27-year-old Dave is infatuated with balloons.
The best way to protect it is underneath the shirt. And you feel the balloon right there with you. It feels so close. And you feel so warm and you feel so... I mean, your heart just reaches out to this beautiful, beautiful balloon. For I believe these balloons are my children.
Oh my God.
They are a part of who I am as a person. And I feel that they make part of...
I wonder if he cries every time one pops. I mean, it's got to happen a lot.
My so-called family.
Yeah, he's in a room full of balloons. He had to have been molested by a clown or something. You know, someone who made those balloon animals. He's kissing the balloons. Why the suspenseful horror music? Is something bad going
to
happen?
I love to sleep with them in my shirt. They create this world of sleeping on clouds. And you just want to feel the love emanating from these beautiful, beautiful balloons.
Cuckoo. This guy lives in Arkansas.
Some people will think I may be doing something else with them. Not true at all. I am pure in my life. I keep the balloons the same way.
All right, so him and his balloons are all virgins. How could you defile a balloon? Like, what could you use it for? You can't really use it to jerk off. Maybe you rub it on your head and then stick it on your scrotum or something. The static cling. Good job, National Geographic, A for effort, but you cannot fuck with the original. I, of course, am talking about TLC's Strange Addiction.
My name is Bertha. I'm 23 years old. I live in Florence, Alabama, and I'm addicted to drinking nail polish.
Sure.
If I get in a fight...
All right, first of all, nothing's ever going to beat the woman who is addicted to drinking her own piss, but this is pretty good, too. Now, this girl uses two different methods. One, she will paint her tongue with nail polish, or she'll just swig it.
If I get in a fight with my boyfriend, I want to drink nail polish. If I have a bad day at work, I drink a bottle of nail polish. If I'm sad, nail polish will get my hopes up.
Bertha's addiction began 5 years ago at a nail salon. The smell of polish became so enticing, Bertha couldn't resist the urge to taste it.
I don't know what went through my mind, but I licked the whole polish off my nail, and I liked it.
Since then, Bertha's addiction to nail polish has intensified. Now she drinks about 5 bottles every day.
5 bottles a day? There's a little, like, interstitial card or something that pops up saying on the show here that's saying that the chemicals that are in nail polish are also used, like, in embalming fluid. This shit can cause cancer. All right, so, you know, National Geographic is fucking child's play compared to this shit with their fucking balloons. Here's another one. Look at this.
My name is Jamie. I'm Florida. 32. And I'm totally addicted to digging in my ears.
Yeah, like digging with sharp objects in her ear. She's taking scissors in her ear. Got like a scissor and a mallet to pound it in.
I just get like an immense satisfaction from finding anything. Even though it hurts, I thoroughly enjoy it.
I'm not done, though. I've got more here. I mean, TLC has this down to an art form.
My name's Kimberly. I'm 26 years old.
Anything's wrong with her?
I live in a small town in Virginia.
I eat my own shit. I don't know.
Virginia with my parents.
He wants to go get the kitties.
And I'm addicted to laxatives.
Oh, close. Like, she's eating them like M&Ms. Like, she's got a handful of them.
I take laxatives probably about 10 times a day or more. On average, I'll probably take about 150 a day.
150 a day? At some point, your body just has to just ignore it, right?
The most was probably around 250.
What happened then?
They'll cause my stomach to make weird growling noises, and sometimes I'll have to immediately throw it back up.
She must be real. I would never want her over my house. Laxative shits are not pretty. They spray. And, you know, you don't want to take a dump over someone's house. She must just not go anywhere. You want to stay, you know, close to home base.
About 6 foot tall and 105 to 108 pounds.
Wow, she is anorexic.
After my first year of college, I'd put on the freshman 15.
All right, so, you know, she's fucking bulimic or anorexic. You know, she's got issues. It's not that strange. You know, a lot of girls deal with that crap. All right, so let's do one more. One more really strange addiction.
I'm Bianca. I'm 22. Bianca. I'm a single mom. And I'm addicted to eating pottery.
Just pottery?
I'm eating pottery 2 to 3 hours.
You can hear crunching.
A day? No, that's not right. I eat it a lot more.
All right, we've hit the jackpot here, because not only does she eat pottery, we later find out she's also into licking ashtrays.
It's kind of salty and kind of gritty, and I like the way it dissolves on my tongue.
Ugh.
I don't smoke, but my older sister, she smokes, and that's where I get my cigarette ashes from.
The cool thing about My Strange Addiction is they follow a formula. Like, the first segment, they introduce you to the bitch and her crazy obsession. And then the second segment is they confront their friends. Sometimes the friend knows what's going on, and sometimes they don't. In this case, I think the friend is aware.
I don't know how she can actually crave ashes. It's disgusting. That cigarette looks really good. The ashes look really good.
No, that's not good.
I wonder if menthol ashes
taste
better.
That's really weird, BB. You're not going to eat none of these ashes.
She hates it. She tries to, like, hide it from me or grab it from me, but that doesn't stop me.
You know it's not edible, right?
Yeah, which kind of makes it more satisfying.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, stop, Bianca. Bianca! I think Bianca moved on to the ashes because the pottery just wasn't gritty enough for her. She says the material, the ashes, grinds against her tongue a little bit more than the pottery does.
The grossest thing about these videos are when you actually see all that shit on their tongue. Not so, like, the pottery one doesn't bother me because it's crunchy. I can understand that. But, like, when you get, like, the black ashes all over your tongue, it's very disgusting. Finally, before we get into the news today, pig calling competitions are on the rise, inexplicably. I don't know if this is a 4-H sponsored activity. I'm guessing this goes down at, like, county fairs and stuff, but let's take a listen to some pig calling. I'm sorry, that was audio of a girl getting fondled on the subway. What the hell was that? Listen.
I think I see these right over here.
That's a pig calling right there? What's great is none of these pig noises sound the same. Every contestant has their own special little spin on things. Here's the next guy. Wearing sunglasses. Right, that's a police siren, isn't it? Ooh, woo, 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 woo.
Come on, pig.
There we go.
Piggy, come on, piggy.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Now, what I don't understand is there are no pigs nearby, so we don't know if these pig calls actually work. You know what I mean? It would be more interesting if there were a bunch of pigs and you scream and you yell, you make your pig noises, and if the pigs come to you, then you should get points for that. Here's another woman. Right? I'm just thinking about all those times, you know, when I play voicemails and people are talking about how they play Distorted View in the car and they're at a stoplight with their windows down, and I play like a really loud come fart or say something mildly racist or something, and the person next to them is all offended. I wonder what people are thinking right now when you're hearing that. Surprisingly, that was not a bad pig call. People thinking someone's getting murdered in the back seat. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Do you like Distorted View? Would you like to hear more of it? Specifically exclusive content? Would you like to watch videos of Timmy Boo in action? Sign up right now for the Sideshow. It is DV's member site. It's only $6.99 a month. If you sign up for a yearly, you'll pay even less. It's like $5-something a month. For that price, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004. You can hear every single show, plus exclusive content. Every week we do extended shows, like the one yesterday. Tomorrow I've got an exclusive show. Plus I do DVDA, which is a live video program I talked about. Those programs are posted only on the Sideshow. If you want to be considered a true freak, a super freak, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here for some. One of the things you have to know about guys is when they're horny, they don't care where they meet a potential sex partner, even if that means work. Now, when you are a crisis counselor, that could pose a problem. A crisis counselor lost his job. Now, believe it or not, I'm going to actually take the side of the guy who was fired here, the counselor who propositioned a woman who was probably raped for sex. But before you judge me, wait until I read this whole story. A crisis counselor lost his job for propositioning a victim of childhood sexual abuse, and she's on probation for trying to blackmail him. What? Yes, the 28-year-old woman experienced horrific sexual abuse from her caregivers while she was growing up, and it's understandable why she reacted the way she did to a person in authority. First of all, a crisis counselor is not a person of authority. You call them up on the phone and say, I've got a problem, and they listen to you. That's all they do. It's a telephone shrink. So, this guy is pretty, like, if this woman was at a restaurant and some guy said, ooh, you're pretty hot, you want to get out of here? Ah! I mean, like, would she freak out the same way? No. It's absolutely horrendous things that you suffered at the hands of family members, the judge said, but added her history was no excuse for extortion. Yes. The judge accepted a recommendation on Wednesday by the prosecutor and defense counsel for probation for a year, and it's mandatory with this type of criminal charge to provide a sample to Canada's DNA data bank. I'm just so sorry for this, the woman said. Well, what happened was this. The crisis counselor asked the woman in May 2011 if she was interested in a relationship, if she wanted a quick fuck. Now, yes, the guy, the counselor may be preying on the weak, but I think he's just an opportunist. You got a woman crying on the phone, pouring her heart out. She's weak. She's vulnerable. Maybe she wants some deep dickin'. That might turn her frown upside down. I don't know. All right, so the crisis counselor asked the woman for a quick fuck in mid-2011, and she responded to him with extensive text messaging. All right, so I guess the guy gave her his cell phone number as well. So it wasn't just, you know, do you want to fuck? You know, do you want to fuck? Here's my cell phone number. All right, and she included a threat to tell his boss if he didn't give her $300 by a certain date. Now that is a cunty move, if you ask me. But then on the flip side, I guess that's kind of an opportunistic move as well. She said, wow, I could get this guy fired. I could make some money off of this pervert. So in reality, you know, I can't blame either of these guys. Come on. Court heard the worker texted her back explaining he thought the woman was attracted to him. I was telling you how I was fucked by my uncle and that got you hard. That's not a come on line. I wasn't trying to get you hot, for Christ's sakes. The probation report shows the woman has no other criminal record, and she continues to care for her ailing father, even though she doesn't have a close relationship with him. He was the one that probably touched her inappropriately. She's banned from having contact with a counselor while she's on probation. and is continuing to receive counseling elsewhere. So there you go. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, TMZ is all over this James Holmes story. You know, the Aurora, Colorado shooter. The Joker. Or Sideshow Bob. I think Drew Curtis from Fark.com coined him Sideshow Bob.
This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
That's right.
And you're listening to Star Review.
Drew Curtis knows who I am. Do you know who Drew Curtis is? I just told you. TMZ obtained information which may show Colorado shooter James Holmes was involved with multiple prostitutes. Dun, dun, dun. No. Some creepy dude with bright orange hair couldn't get laid on his own? He had to pay for sex? I don't believe that for a second. At any rate, TMZ says that he may have been involved with multiple prostitutes in the months before the movie theater attack. Holmes was no stranger to sex websites, and sources say he also frequented a message board where potential Johns posted reviews for hookers in the Colorado area. It's like Yelp for whores. Tatiana, 23, 3 stars. Try the blowjob. Very satisfying. All right, we found the message board, according to TMZ, and discovered several posts written under James's supposed screen name, in which he details multiple sexual encounters with different prostitutes. I'm kind of pissed off because TMZ didn't post the reviews. If anyone knows the website that TMZ is referring to, please email me a link. What's great is TMZ read the reviews of the prostitute, then contacted the prostitute to see if they remember John Holmes is the porn guy, right? That had like a 13-inch cock. All right, whatever. James Holmes. James Holmes, hooker number one, said that she meets with lots of men and couldn't confirm she ever did business with James. Hooker two said James looked very familiar but couldn't say for certain. Could you imagine that, having sex with so many people you can't even remember? Hooker three was positive, though, that she met with Holmes not once but twice, as recently as August 2011. The woman, who goes by the whore named Tiffany, says, "I had no issues with him. He was really nice. His booby-trapped apartment, though, was a pain to maneuver through. I blew my left leg off. I would have been pissed, but who knew? Guys pay top dollars for amputee sex." She added, "He felt bad that I wasn't getting more customers while in Colorado, so he called a few days later and we met up again." He's very charitable. Apparently, TMZ called Holmes's legal team, but they didn't want to talk about it. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, we got a story from Las Vegas. A delirious, I'm interested, 41-year-old man allegedly broke into a Las Vegas home Saturday morning and struck the homeowner over the head with a guitar, dot, 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 and a toilet bowl lid. That's what makes it a distorted view news story. If he just used a goddamn guitar, I wouldn't even bother. But a toilet bowl lid? Whoa, crazy! Officers were called to the 10,000 block of Villa Torre Street. Or Via Torre Street, I don't know, in the Southern Highlands neighborhood shortly before 8 a.m. after receiving a call from a neighbor about a man throwing items from inside the residence. Maybe he was just playing horseshoes with the toilet bowl lid. Human horseshoes, you never played that? It's where you get your friend to stand up about, 10 feet away, and then you throw a toilet bowl lid and try to get it around his head. No, you never played that? It must be a rural Northeast Ohio thing. Oh, the games of barrel of laughs. We call it shithead. All you need is a toilet bowl lid, and really, that's it. And an idiot friend to play shithead, the home game. All right, a responding officer found Ronald Hetzel sitting on a curb outside the home. Hetzel was allegedly not wearing a shirt, was screaming incoherently, and was very hostile towards the officer. Backup was called after the officer ascertained that Hetzel was displaying symptoms of excited delirium. The officers began to set up a perimeter around the home to contain Hetzel when he jumped over a back wall into an adjacent backyard. From there, he ripped off a screen door, and then opened the window and entered the home. The homeowner confronted Hetzel, who began to fight with him. During the nearly 20-minute fight, Hetzel allegedly struck the homeowner over the head with a wooden guitar and the porcelain lid to a toilet bowl. Where the hell did he find that? He's in this stranger's home, and there's just guitars and toilet bowl lids strewn about? The homeowner confronted Hetzel. This is why you should always have a tidy house. You never know who's going to come over, who began to fight with him. During the nearly 20-minute fight, Hetzel allegedly struck the homeowner over the head with the wooden guitar and porcelain lid. Hetzel also allegedly tried to strangle the homeowner multiple times. Officers became aware of a struggle occurring in the neighboring residence and began approaching. Hetzel was finally taken into custody by officers with the help of a police canine dog. Hetzel was arrested and charged with home invasion, burglary, attempted murder. Let's just use the official ting. Battery with a deadly weapon. And battery with substantial harm. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's hear from my freaking diggies.
Hey, Tim, Special Armor Sage Grip here. Every so often, someone will bring up that you need to change your voicemail message.
And I don't listen.
It's just, you know, the really generic, boring one. You haven't said it in forever because you're lazy. And that's
I should do that today.
We love that. But I just realized why we can never and should never really change that, you know, the generic send your fax now bullshit. Because if you have a more distinctive voicemail message, we can't give it out to other people tell them it's other things. Like, when we want, I don't know, crazy, like, if we could pass the voicemail message out to gooners.
Yeah, and, when the shit hit the fan with that Michelle Duggar thing, a lot of listeners were posting on YouTube that they found my phone number. I found this asshole's phone number. You should call him and leave him a message. And sure enough, one or two people did. Remember that girl? Called me an asshole, and I called her up on the phone. There's another great moment from this past year, 2012. The woman called to call me an asshole for the stuff I was saying about Michelle Duggar and how I should take it off of the web. And what she didn't realize is that I get her phone number when she leaves me a message. So I called her up and I bitched her out, and then she put her husband on the phone and was screaming at him. What show was that? I don't have that saved. It's got to be somewhere. That was another fine moment. But that's a good example of why a generic message is good.
What up, nigga?
Ooh, incognito.
Incognito, checking in. Mm-hmm. I know your birthday is coming up pretty soon, bro.
Yes.
And I got you a little present.
Get out of here.
I was trolling around in the local gourmet candy shop in my town.
Look at
in
you.
In the back, they had a soda cooler. I know you're a big soda nerd, so I picked up a couple of, I think, are obscure gems. You may or may not have tasted these before, but I'm going to send them to you anyway. And
yes, my birthday is August 1st, which means it's coming up very... I completely forgot about it, honestly. This is how... You know, when you get older, birthdays don't mean shit anymore. I don't get good presents from anyone, like family members. You know, like when you're a kid, birthdays are cool. You get all sorts of stuff. And, you know, so now I get nothing, and you guys are my only hope on this. So, you know, if you want to send me something, or just sign up for the fucking sideshow, make that my birthday present. I would appreciate it.
Hey,
but Incognito, thank you very much. I love... shut up! I'm talking to my buddy, Incognito. Thank you very much for the soda. I can't wait to see what you send. Try
hey,
it out.
I'm Matt in Kansas, and I like that you're pushing the videos on YouTube, the weird Japan stuff.
Oh,
but
really?
I hate to say it, but there's already a blog called WTF Japan, seriously.
Well, this is different. This is WTF.jp, but I call it What the Fuck Japan, and there's no seriously. And it's quite a common term, What the Fuck Japan.
I don't know. I just didn't want that to mess up any of your...
I don't give a shit. What the fuck do I care?
Your search results or SEO or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of... Oh, I posted a new WTF Japan, episode 2. A lot of people are saying it's way better than the first episode. So look, you know, it was episode 1. You know, it's going to evolve a little bit. They're going to be very short. You know, it's like 2 minutes in length, so it's not a big deal. If you don't like it, don't fucking watch it. But if you like seeing weird shit from Japan, you know, check it out.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? Aaron from Canada here.
Hi, Aaron.
Just calling to comment on your...
when you were speaking about how your penis was like a sewing needle going in and out and very pointy and fast, I got to say that was very funny, and I just wanted to applaud you for that joke. I thought it was a very good joke. Still laughing about it to this date. So keep up the good work, Tim. Looking for new listeners for you because I know that you've been.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean that. I mean, look, I know people say that I am whining about it, but it's really how word of mouth is how I get new listeners, and I'm trying to post some stuff on Distorted View for new listeners to enjoy, get them up to speed, and of course, I'm advertising a little bit. So,
Tim Haley's comment calling up about the story you recently read about the Swedish study concluding that using the internet a lot can cause mental health problems. That story is actually an example of really shoddy science reporting. Not by you, but by the person who wrote the article that you encountered.
I'm just passing along information I receive.
There's a
clear
case of correlation does not equal causation here. What they're saying is they found a correlation between heavy internet use and certain types of mental illness. However, their study did not prove that one causes the other. It's just as likely that people who are prone already have issues with depression and anxiety.
Get on the internet.
Tend to use the internet more often as
an
escape mechanism.
Yeah, that's true. Very good. You are very smart. Why are you listening to this show?
Hey, Tim. I was surprised today, or was it yesterday, you were giving that guy shit for having a bad English accent. So
yeah, yours is awful. You sound like the guy who goes, you sound like Tone Deaf Juan.
A little bit of mine. It's probably not much better. But I'd give it a shot. I still love the shows. I know you hate the callers. I love the calls, especially the bad ones.
Like this one. Okay, great.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf One.
It was Tone Deaf One. I can tell by the phone numbers are the same. I called that one. You know how I can tell? Because with Tone Deaf One, there's usually like a pause at the beginning. Like there's a pause. Yeah, Tim, Tone Deaf Juan here. And at the beginning of that call, listen.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, see, there's a big pause there.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Juan. I just wanted to let you know, you were bitching about the voicemail segment. It's probably my favorite segment of the show, everybody.
Yeah, because you get to hear yourself.
It's so crazy.
Sometimes twice in a row. I bitch about it, but, you know, if I really hated it, I'd stop doing it. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD, as you know, God.
I believe these ones are my children.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store. Search for Distorted View. It's an easy way to subscribe to the show, and also you can rate us and review us that way. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I will see you back tomorrow for the exclusive program. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Fuck! Just like John Bon Jovi did, I'm rocking the suburbs. Except that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. Checks and face the facts. Some producer with computers fixes all the shitty drives these days. Yeah, yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Drunken Negro Face Cook.